Okay, Zumar says in Daf Chav Chesem Al Aleph in the Sefer Brachos, V'shel Musafin Kol Ayom. We're in the fourth, at the end of the third wide line, last word V'shel. V'shel Musafin Kol Ayom. This is Machlokes. Sorry, Chav Chesem Al Aleph. This is Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in the Mishnah. How long does a person have to daven Musaf? So Rabbanan say you can daven Musaf Kol Ayom throughout the entire day. And Rabbi Yehuda says you only have until the first 7 hours of the day to daven Musaf. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'nikra posheya. So I'm not going to get in. There's a lot of Minei Ubei over here in Rashi and in some of the other Rishonim, which I'm not really going to touch on so much. But according to the summer Rishonim, and I think what's the most Pashup Shah in the Gemara, v'shal Musaf and Kalayom, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'nikra posheya, that means that even within the Shitas Chachamim, who say you have the entire day to daven Musaf, Rabbi Yochanan says, even according to them, l'chatchila you should daven within the first 7 hours. If you daven past that time, nikra posheya. Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, hayu lefanav shtei tefilos, achas shol mincha v'achas shol musaf, mispal shol mincha v'achar kach mispal shol musaf. If a person has two tefilos in front of him that he can choose from to daven, one mincha and one musaf, so then mispal shol mincha, first he davens mincha, and afterwards he davens tefilos musaf. Why is that? Shezu tadira v'zu eina tadira. So the tefilas musaf, the tefilas mincha is tadir. It's much more often. We daven mincha much more often than we daven musaf. So since mincha is tadir, so we daven mincha before we daven musaf. Again, that the case must be where a person, he could have davened musaf earlier. He waited before davening musaf. Before davening musaf. Up until the Zman of Mincha, sets in. So now he has two tefillos in front of him, Musaf and Mincha. Which one should he daven first? The Rabbanan say he should daven Mincha first, because Mincha is Tadir, and we have a rule all over Shas, Tadir v'sheno Tadir, Tadir kodem. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Mispal shel Musaf, v'achar kach Mispal shel Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, first you should daven Musaf, and then you should daven Mincha. First you should daven Musaf, and then you should daven Mincha. Why? Shezu mitzvah overes, v'zu mitzvah sheno overes. Musaf is a mitzvah overes, because Rabbi Yehuda said, like we learned earlier, that you only have the first 7 hours of the day to daven musaf. So let's just make it practical for a second. Let's say the day starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. So the earliest time you can daven mincha is 12:30 p.m. Rabbi Yehuda holds the latest time you can daven musaf is 1 p.m. So there's a period of a half an hour where they overlap, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, if that happens, the first thing you should daven is musaf. Why? Because musaf is a mitzvah veris. If you wait past the 1 o'clock, you're going to lose the whole musaf. So since Musaf is a mitzvah veris, a mitzvah that if you don't do it in time, you're going to lose the whole mitzvah, that takes precedence over the concept of Tadir v'sheno Tadir, Tadir kodem. Even though Mincha is Tadir, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says that a mitzvah veris takes precedence over Tadir, and you have to daven Musaf first. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, how do we paskin? Halacha mispal shel Mincha, v'achar kach mispal shel Musaf. The halacha is that first you daven Mincha, and then you daven Musaf in accordance with the opinion of Rabbanan. So just at face value, the only machlokas here seems to be how long does a person have to daven musaf. But according to Rabbanan, do they disagree with this concept that Rabbi Yehuda is putting forth over here, that a mitzvah overis takes precedence over the concept of tadir? Lichor or not? Lichor Rabbanan will also agree with that. It's just that they hold that musaf is not a mitzvah overis. Musaf you can daven according to Rabbanan all day. But lu yitzuyer, you would have a mitzvah overis. Lichor a pashup shan gemara would seem to indicate that Rabbanan would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that takes precedence over the concept of tadir. This can actually come up in a case of musaf. Let's say a person waited until mamish the end of the day. He hasn't davened musaf or mincha. And now it's mamish the end of the day, so he has to choose one to daven. So what should he daven? Should he daven musaf or should he daven mincha? So I'll just give you a mari makom here, a few mari makomos. The Magen Avraham in the Siman Reish Pei Vav Sifkatan Gimel says that in such a case, a person should daven musaf because musaf is a mitzvah of eres. And Mincha Lichor is also a veris in this case. He's going to lose out the Mincha. So says the Magen Avraham, no, that Mincha has Tashlumin. And since you can daven Tashlumin for Mincha, but there is no Tashlumin for Musaf, so in this case, Musaf is a mitzvah veris. You should daven Musaf and then daven Tashlumin for Mincha. So that would seem to indicate that the Rabbanan, like we said, agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the concept of veris takes precedence over the concept of Tadir. Yeah, Ezra.
That's true, even though the Shmona said you're going to be doing Tashlumin for Mincha won't be the same like Shmona said you would have davened otherwise.
That's a good hara. So we'll come back to that. Very good. That's a good hara. The Magen Avraham holds that way. That's also the opinion of the Shagasari and Simin Yud Tes. Shagasari passing is the same way. And there's Nodib Yehuda in Madura Kama in Simon Mem Aleph has the following question. Let's say, he's really talking about a different question, but at the end of that, very end of that Nodib Yehuda, he discusses a case where a person has to daven Ma'ariv, and he also has to say Kiddush Levana. And let's say there's only a few days left where he can say Kiddush Levana, and he's nervous that if he waits, right now the moon is out, if he waits, he's nervous that the clouds are going to cover up the moon, and he won't be able to say Kiddush Levana. So he's faced with a similar question. Ma'ariv is Tadir. So do we say Tadir v'sheinu Tadir kodim v'shelavin Ma'ariv, and then hope that he'll still be able to do Kiddush Levana later? Or do we say that no, Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah overis. He has the potential to say Kiddush Levana, and might not be there again later, so he should do Kiddush Levana first, and that takes precedence over Ma'ariv. And the Nodib also says that Kamet Pa'alim, a few times he was noig ba'atzmo, that he himself did Kiddush Levana first, and then he davened Ma'ariv because of the chashash that he wouldn't have a Kiddush Levana later because it was Overis that took precedence over the concept of Tadir. So that Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh seems to also be in line with this Nodib Yehuda. Now, I just want to go on for a second in the Gemara because there seems to be a stira between the Nodib Yehuda. Nodib Yehuda wrote three things. He wrote Tshuvas Nodib Yehuda. He wrote the Dogel Mervava, his Perish on Shulchan Aruch. And he also wrote the Tzlach, which is Perish on Shas. So the Tzlach over here seems to be Soser, what he writes in the Tshuvas Nodib Yehuda. We'll just go on in the Gemara for a minute and we'll make that Hara, and then we're going to come back to these Haras again a little bit later. So the Gemara goes weiter. Rabbi Zeira ki have a chalish migirse. When Rabbi Zeira got weak from learning so much, have a azul v'yosef apischa de beir b'nasan bartuvi. So he went. This was Rabbi Zeira's downtime, like when he needed to relax because he was a little tired from learning. So he would go and he would sit at the opening of the base medrash of Rabbi Nasan bartuvi, and Amar ki chalfi rabbanan as eku mikamayu v'kabel agra. So he said, when the rabbis walk in and out of the base medrash, so I'll stand up for them and I'll get schar for standing up for Talmud Chacham. That was their downtime. Stark. So what happened? Nafak asa Reb Nosson Bar Tuve. So Reb Nosson Bar Tuve comes out. Amar lei man amar halacha be midrasha. So Reb Zeira asked him, who said halachas today in the base medrash? Amar lei hachi amar Reb Yochanan. This is what Reb Yochanan said. Ein halacha k'Reb Yehuda. The amar mispal adam shal musaf v'achar kach mispal shal mincha. The halacha is not like Reb Yehuda, who says that a person should daven musaf and then he should daven mincha. The halacha is not like that. Rather, the halacha is like Rabbanan, that first you daven mincha because it's tadir, and then you daven mosaf because you have the whole day. So the tzlach over here is the kasha. Why is it that he phrases the halacha, hachi yom Rabbi Yochanan, ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't you say halacha k'Rabbanan? That's the tzlach's kasha in the Gemara. Why say ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda? Just say halacha k'Rabbanan. So the tzlach explains something very fascinating. I'm not sure I would have thought of this myself. But the Tzlach says that if he would have said that the halacha is like Rabbanan, so then we would have said, the halacha is like Rabbanan, that you have the whole day to daven musaf. But Rabbanan really agreed with Rabbi Yehuda when Rabbi Yehuda said that the mitzvah overes takes precedence over tadir. That's what we would have thought. Comes the Gemara and says, no, ain't halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda, which means not only do we not like passing like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to musaf, but even when Rabbi Yehuda said that a mitzvah overes takes precedence over tadir, even by that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, tadir takes precedence even over a mitzvah overes. That's what the Tzlach says from this Gemara. Which seems to be also what he says in the Tshuva. I saw that ha'ar made by a sefer called the Shalmei Yosef. So it's Turkey, and I'm not sure what to do with that, but it's interesting that Tzlach, in his parish on Shulchan Aruch, in the Dogel Mervava, so where the Magen Avraham says, like we said in our case, the Magen Avraham says, again, that if it's the end of the day, and a person should daven either Musaf or Mincha, so what does he do? So it says the Magen Avraham, daven Musaf, because Musaf is a mitzvah overes, and then you'll daven Tashlumin for Mincha tonight. So the Dogel Mervava, right there in Shulchan Aruch, says, it's against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says beferish that a person should daven Mincha, even at the expense of Musaf. So that Dogel Mervava, and Rabbi Kiva Yeager over there, and Shalom tries to answer up to Yerushalmi for the Magen Avraham, I think it's a little bit tachuk, but the Dogel Mervava right there sounds like the Tzlach that he says over here, that a mitzvah tadira takes precedence over a mitzvah overes. Meaning, he argues on the Magen Avraham and says that a person should have a mincha even though he's going to miss Musaf at the end of the day, and that sounds like what he says over here in our Gemara, that ein halachik Rabbi Yehuda means that not like Rabbi Yehuda says that a mitzvah overes beats tadir, but that tadir beats even a mitzvah overes against what he points out in the Nodib Yehuda. That's one way of learning the Dogel Mervava. But just Derech Agav, I want to come back to now what Ezra said, that it's not muchrach, that just because he argues on this Magen Avraham, that this is necessarily going against what he says
in the Noda Biuda. Why not? Because when he argues on the Magen Avraham, again, let's look at the Magen Avraham's case. This is really Derech Akav. Then I'm going to come to what I really want to speak about. But this is all going to come back, I think, a little bit at the end. That's why we're going through this. And it's just good to know, in general, these concepts in Tadir. The Magen Avraham says, at the end of the day, you daven Musaf, and then you have Tashlumin by Ma'ariv for the Mincha that you missed. Dogo Mervav says, it's against Yerushalmi. So we thought, Lich Ora Pashup Shad is, it's against Yerushalmi, meaning, don't tell me that a mitzvah veris wins over Tadir. Tadir wins over mitzvah veris. We could say no. You could say really, Dogo Mervav agrees, like he writes in the Lidabi Huda, that a mitzvah veris takes precedence over Tadir. So over here, why are you davening Musaf? Why not? Why are you davening Mincha? Daven Musaf. Musaf is Overis. Mincha is not Overis, because you have Tashlumin. So maybe the Dogma Rav holds that no, Mincha is also Overis. And this could come back to the Chakir that we made in the first Chabura. What's the nature of Tashlumin? Is Tashlumin, I'm taking the Mincha and I'm davening the Mincha in a later time? Or when I daven Tashlumin for Mincha, is it that I'm davening two Ma'arivs? So if you say that by davening Tashlum and I'm davening two Ma'arivs, so then I'm mamish missing the Mincha, and I'm just making up for it by davening a second Ma'ariv, but I've missed the Mincha. So if that's the way the Dogon Ravava would hold, then really Dogon Ravava could also agree that a mitzvah overis takes precedence over Tadir, like he says, and the reason that you daven Mincha instead of Musaf is because Mincha is also a mitzvah overis. Because if I don't daven Mincha, the fact that I have Tashlumin is not davening Mincha. It's still davening Ma'ariv, it's just davening two Ma'arivs, but I've mamish missed the Mincha. And maybe that's why Dogon Ravava says that the Yerushalmi would hold that you daven Mincha instead of Musaf. Okay, I know that was a little bit complicated, but okay. Questions? Yeah, Michael.
Even regardless of which side of the chakir you take about what the second tefillah is, even the Gemara says you don't get tefillah tefillah bizmana, so
right.
It could be that it's overt.
Even
if you say that it's the mincha.
Very good.
Transpose.
Absolutely. Yeah, Adam.
I could just be lacking knowledge. Does Kiddush Levana have a certain time limit also? Like, does it have
yes.
A certain time limit also? Has a little time limit. You can say that both of these are various, but does Kiddush Levana have a shorter one?
Well, the chashat, the case of the Noda Behuda, where he's worried that there's some like real chashat. If you know that Kiddush Levana is not going to be Overis, and you know the moon's going to be there later, so then you should daven Ma'ariv first. But since there's like a legitimate concern, it's a cloudy night outside or something, and they're really worried he's not going to be there, so that's he assumes that it's Overis, right? But it doesn't always have to be. It depends on the circumstances.
Passing like Magen
Avraham. Had to be passing the Ma'isa. We thought we were passing like Magen Avraham. Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's right.
Did he actually say in the Tshuva that it's mitzvah overis versus Tadir?
Yes.
I mean, it's
I don't remember. No, he's not talking about Rishas. He's talking about Tadir and overis. Yeah, he mentions those terms. Yeah. Richard? You're good. Okay. Now I'm going to come to the beginning of the crux of what we're going to talk about. If you look over here in Tosfos, dear Maskil Halacha. Tosfos says, Halacha mispa'al shol mincha v'achar kach mispa'al shol musaf. Mikan yesh lizar b'yom ha-kippurim lehispa'al tefilas shachris. Kodim she shosu mechza. Dehainu, kodim she yagia shasa mincha. Says Tosfos, we learn from here a very important halacha, that we should make sure on Yom Kippur to finish davening shachar so that we can start musaf. Tosfos dibur haskel halacha on daf chav ches amud aleph. We should make sure to finish davening shachar on Yom Kippur before the zman mincha sets in. Dehainu, kodim she yagia shasa mincha. Why? Because if you don't do that, if you don't daven musaf before the zman mincha, and then the zman mincha comes, so then we just learned in the Gemara, halacha is like chachamim, that mincha is tadir, so tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem, and as soon as you hit 12:30, if you haven't daven musaf or mincha, you have to daven mincha first. And then you'll daven musaf afterwards. Yeah.
Is there a problem with that?
Well, there will be in a second. No, he's saying the regular Seder of Tefillah is for sure Shachris, Musaf, Mincha. So you should try and daven Mincha before the daven Musaf before the Zman Mincha sets in. But says Tosos, if you didn't do that, and now the Zman Mincha came along, so then the halacha is that first you daven Mincha and then you daven Musaf. Tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem, halacha like chachamim. Is that good? Are we happy with that? Should be. Makes sense. Oh. So comes along the Re, and the Re argues. V'ri omer de'eno tzarech. No, that's not necessary. You can daven shachris past well into this man of mincha, and then you'll daven musaf, and then you'll daven mincha later. Why? The hadika amar she yispal al tefilas ha-mincha kodem, haynu kishiyesh lo lasos tzrachav, shelo yuchal yispal al tefilas ha-mincha bizmana, v'tzarek li yispal shnei miyad, kigon shahayelo leilich lesuda gdola, kmo lenisuin, umis yare shema yimshuch besudaso, o shi yishtaker, Avalim hayelo shehuslis palal after tefilas musaf tefilas mincha bizmana ein lo lahaktim tefilas mincha elis palal keseder musaf ve'achar kach mincha. Says the Ri that the only time you'd have to daven mincha first and then daven musaf is in the following situation. Let's say a person is 12:30 and you know it's Rosh Chodesh and he's got a wedding to go to today, so he knows he's got to daven musaf and mincha right now because the rest of the day he's going to be stuck at the wedding and he's probably going to get drunk there. He's going to something else there and he's not just going to be stuck. He's not going to be able to daven later, so he has to daven both right now. So says the Ri, if you have to daven both right now, you've decided to daven mincha and musaf right now. Tadr v'sheno, tadr, tadr kodem, daven mincha first and then daven musaf. But says the Ri, if you have your whole day open, you're not going to a wedding, you're not doing anything, your whole day is free. So that even though the Zman of Mincha has set in, says the Ri, first daven Musaf, like the normal order, and then later on, daven Mincha. And the concept of Tadr v'sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodem, doesn't apply over here. So Tzarkei number one is what is this Machlokas? The first day in Tosos holds, that as soon as it's Shayach, the daven Musaf in Mincha, and this is the crux, we have to hold cup over here. As soon as it's Shaykh, the daven Musaf in Mincha, so the first day it also says, okay, you have to daven Mincha first. Tadr v'sheno tadr, tadr kodem. Comes along the Ri and says, no, that's not true. If you have the whole day open and you can daven Mincha later, so daven Musaf first and daven Mincha later. The only time we say tadr v'sheno tadr, tadr kodem, and you have to daven Mincha first, is if you're davening both tefillos right now, because you're going to be busy later. But if you're not davening both tefillos right now, so then you can daven Musaf and daven Mincha later, and there's no concept of Tadr. And the question is, what's the Hezbar Machlokas between these two days and Tosfos? Yeah, Joshua.
Whether or not you need a factor of Overas in order for Tadr Chain of Tadr to apply.
Whether you need a factor, yeah.
Meaning the Ri holds that you need some sort of Overas factor, as in like you need to go do something, therefore it will be overus if you don't daven mincha and musaf now.
Yeah.
In order for tadr v'sheinu tadr tadr kodem to kick in.
Well, overus is like a separate concept. The question in the Gemara, overus and tadr are like fighting with each other. So Rabbi Yehuda is pointing out that overus beats out tadr, and we pointed out that Pashup Shana Gemara is that Chachamim also agreed that overus beats out tadr if you don't learn like the tzach. So I'm reluctant to try and put that into Tosfos, because I'm not sure I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam? No? Other Sam? Simcha?
The first opinion of Tosfos seems to be that the Saman is the Chayim, the principle of Tadir Rishin.
Oh, yeah, very good.
And the second one, I'm not so sure, but you could say that it's only the two tefillos together, like if one beats out the other, if they're fighting against each other.
Okay, you're more on the track. I'm going to say it a little bit differently, but you're more on the track. I'm going to put out the Chakira now after we hear from Sam, and then we're going to try, after we put it into here, we're going to flesh it out with another Machlokas in Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Is Zman the deciding factor, or is opportunity the deciding factor? Is it only going to be, is it any circumstance in which the time mandates you make a decision, i.e. it's Mincha time and Musaf time,
right?
Or if there's only an opportunity for one, that's what mandates. That's what.
Well, even in the second case, there's an opportunity for both. There's just the opportunity is right now. It's immediate, as opposed to over the course of the whole day. Meaning, according to the Ri, we say Tadir in a case where I have time to dive into.
Right. So Tadir only applies
when,
according
to the Ri, when
when you're pressed for it.
Okay.
Otherwise, saying it takes its course.
Okay.
According to the first day of Tosfos. Any time there's a contradictory sign, then Tadir takes its course.
Okay, very good. So I think I want to say it a little bit sharper, but you're very much there. So I say like this. The question is, how does the concept of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem, how does that work? So you can say one of two things. You could probably say other things also, but this is the two things that we're going to deal with. So the first way to say is that when a mitzvah is Tadir, it's done very often. That means that this mitzvah is a mitzvah chashuvah. It gives chashivas. The fact that this mitzvah is done often, it means that this mitzvah is chashuv. It gives chashivas to the mitzvah. And a mitzvah that has chashivas has to come first. The concept of tadir sheinu tadir, tadir kodem is learned out from Gzeiras HaKasav in the Mishnah in Zvachim and Daf Pei Tesa Min Aleph. So the first way of learning is that tadir gives chashivas to the mitzvah, and if the mitzvah has chashivas, it has to come first. And I think that that's the pshat in the first day in Tosfos. That he says, as soon as you have a time where two mitzvos are shayach, at 12:30 hits, I can daven mincha and I can daven musaf. Both things are shayach. Says Tosfos, once tadir, that mitzvah has chashivas, and the chashivas of that mitzvah requires me to daven that tefillah first. So mincha kodem. It doesn't matter. This mitzvah is shayach now, it's so chashav, you have to do it first. That's the first day in Tosfos. Comes along the reading, and says, that's not how a tadir works at all. Tadir isn't something that gives chashivas to the mitzvah. We can even say, gives chashivas to the chefzishol mitzvah. It's a din of the chefzishol mitzvah that it gives you chashivas, and therefore I have to daven it first. No, not at all. Tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem is a halacha that the Torah tells me when I'm faced with a conflict. I have two things to do right now. I have a conflict. So the Torah tells me, how do I resolve that conflict? How do I decide what I should do first? So the Torah tells me, tadir v'sheinu tadir kodem. If I have two things to do, tadir v'sheinu tadir. So says the Ri, if you're going to be busy the rest of the day, and you have to daven Musaf and Mincha right now, so then, tadir kodem, you have to daven Mincha first. But if you have the whole day ahead of you, so you really have no conflict at all. You're not faced with a conflict right now. You can daven Musaf, and you can daven Mincha, and tadir doesn't come into play. Because tadir is a halacha, it's a halacha in the Hanhagas Hagavra, if you will. I mean, don't write that down, because it might confuse you, but if you have that, then good. It's a halacha. The Torah tells me what to do. When I'm faced with the choice, the Torah tells me, this is how you choose. Tadir kodem. But if I'm not faced with the choice, I don't have to choose right now between the two of them. I don't have to daven both now. Daven one now and one later. So then the halacha of tadir never comes into play at all. Yes, my friend.
Sorry, I'm just a little bit confused. In terms of the even he's agreeing that you have time for both of them.
Yeah.
So what's the conflict here?
It's not a conflict, it's just a choice. That's a better way to put it. It's a choice. I have to choose now which one to daven. I have time for two tefillahs? And how do I choose
which
one to
do? What's the difference from, let's say, the first case where you also can choose the whole day?
According to the first day in Tosfos?
Yeah.
No, according to the first day in Tosfos, it's a halacha in the mitzvah. This mitzvah is so chashav that as soon as it's shayach to do it, you have to do it first.
Just in the Messias, in both cases, you're davening both of them.
No, according to the first day of Tosfos, even if I have the whole day open, I can daven one now and I can daven one in 4 hours from now. Doesn't matter. You can daven in 4 hours, it doesn't matter. You have to daven it first, because it's chashav. And I think this comes out very nicely from Gemara and Shabbos. If you take a look, we don't have Gemara and Shabbos, I apologize. I really should have photocopied these, but it's okay, so we'll make do. If anybody saw it, you'll have a little bit of a head start. But if not, it's also okay. The Gemara has it like this in Shabbos, in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Amar Rava, Pshitali ner beiso v'ner chanaka, ner beiso adif. If a person has a choice, he only has enough money either to buy neros for Shabbos, ner beiso, or neros for chanaka, so then ner beiso adif, ner beiso comes over ner chanaka, mishum shalom beiso, because of shalom bayis. Ner beiso v'kiddush hayom. Let's say a person has money either for Neros Chanukah or for Yain for Kiddush Hayom, for wine. So then that's Ner Beso v'Kiddush Hayom. Neros Shabbos or Kiddush. So Ner Beso Adof Mishum Shalom Beso. So Ner Beso again takes precedence. Bai Rava, Ner Chanukah v'Kiddush Hayom Mahu. What's the halacha if a person has only enough money either for Ner Chanukah or for wine for Kiddush? What's the din? Kiddush Hayom Adif de Tadir. Do we say Kiddush is Adif because Kiddush is Tadir? It's much more often than, we make Kiddush much more frequently than Ner Chanukah. O Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Or do we say Ner Chanukah beats Tadir because Ner Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa? So the Gemara answers, Basar Di Ibai Hadar Pashta. After Rava asked the question, he answered himself, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. That Ner Chanukah trumps Tadir, trumps Kiddush Hayom, because the concept of Pirsumei Nisa trumps the concept of Tadir. Okay. So if we take a look over here in Tosfos Dior Maskel Hadar, it's the first Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Beis in Masechah Shabbos. Tosfos says like this. V'nira l'rashba. Keshechal Rosh Chodesh Teves Lios b'Shabbos. Let's say you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. That's like the longest benching of the year, especially if you're a guest. Right? You have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Sheyesh lo lahaftir b'niris de Zechariah. So then, took a second. So the halacha is that the haftara is the parshas of Neros and Zechariah, which is Shaykh to Chanukah. So that's the haftara mishum pirsumei nisa, because of the pirsumei nisa. V'lo b'hashamayim kisi shi haftaras rosh chodesh. And we don't do the regular Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh when it's Rosh Chodesh versus Chanukah, because, again, the same concept. Even though Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, Chanukah is Pirsum Minisa. So just like when it comes to Neiros Chanukah and Kiddush by Shabbos, so Neiros Chanukah is Adif, so too when it comes to the Haftarahs, so the Haftarah for Chanukah is Adif over the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh because of Pirsum Minisa. Ve'od, Kevan Shamaftir Kora Bishal Chanukah, Yesh Lala Haftir Me'inyan Shakara. Okay, and since the last part of the Kriya Satorah is Chanukah, so also you should do Maftir that has to do with the last thing you read, which is also Chanukah. And explains Tosos like this. Umashim Akdimin Likros Bishal Rosh Chodesh. So the halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh there's a special Kriya. On Chanukah there's a special Kriya. So which Kriya Satorah do I do first? Right? I read the Parshas HaShavua. At the end of the Parshas HaShavua, I have to read a Kriya for Rosh Chodesh and a Kriya for Chanukah. So which one comes first? So what would you say? Which one comes first? Chanukah, Pirsum Minisa, or Rosh Chodesh Tadir. So which one? So you guys say Pirsum Minisa. Sounds very good. So says Tosfos, no. Umashim Akdimin Likros Bishal Rosh Chodesh. Like Ezra said, why do you read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh first? Mishum de Bikriyas HaTorah, Kevon de Matzi Lameva Travayhu. Since I can do two things over here, I can do the Tadir and I can do the Pirsum Minisa. It's not a choice of one or the other. I can do both. So then the halacha is, Tadir upirsumi nisa, avdinan travayhu v'tadir kodem. I do them both, but Tadir comes first. Aval heicha delo efshar lemev v'travayhu, but in a case where I can't do both, I have to choose one or the other. So then pirsumi nisa adif. Then pirsumi nisa takes precedence. That's a big yesod. If I'm faced with the question of Tadir versus pirsumi nisa, what wins? Pirsumi nisa. But if I can do two things, I can do Pirsum Minisa and I can do Tadir, so which one comes first?
Tadir.
So why
very good.
Is over
there? Why what? Shalom Bayis. That's a different Keshman. Shalom Bayis. Oh. So what do we see from this Tosfos? If we want to put this into our Chirkir of Tadir, how do we put this into our Chirkir of Tadir? Is Tadir something that gives Chashivas to the mitzvah and therefore it has to come first? Or is Tadir something that tells me what to do in a case where I have to choose? So what would you say? Yeah, Ezra?
It seems like Tadir's telling us when I have to choose.
Exactly, very good. Tadir's telling me when I have to choose. Why is that? Let's think it out. If you would tell me that Tadir is something that gives chashivus to the mitzvah, it gives chashivus. Now this is a mitzvah chashuva, and since it's so chashuv, it has to come first. So then Tadir's not going to make any sense at all. Why not? Because the halacha is that I can do one or the other, so you have to choose. Which one do you choose? Pirsum Minisa. Why do you choose Pirsum Minisa? Lichora, because Pirsum Minisa makes the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah more chashuv. So if Tadir is also a din of chashuv, Tadir makes chashuv, so then the Gemara would be saying that the chashuvness of Pirsum Minisa beats out the chashuvness of Tadir. Correct? You feel that? Eli Kirshner.
Yeah.
Again. We're right on the board. This is beautiful Torahs over here. This is mamish very good. We have Pirsum Minisa versus Tadir. So you tell me, Pirsum Minisa, why is it that if you have Neiros Chanukah or if you have Kiddush Hayom, so Neiros Chanukah comes first, Pirsum Minisa. So what does that mean? Pirsum Minisa makes it come first. Why? Because Pirsum Minisa does what? And this is such a chashuv mitzvah that the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah has chashivas of Pirsum Minisa, so it beats out a mitzvah that's tadir. It's more chashuv. So this is a din of chashivas. That's for sure. That's chashuv. Chashivas. And therefore Pirsum Minisa wins. So says Tosfos, in a case where you can do only one or the other, it's Beferish Negamara, Pirsum Minisa beats out tadir. Correct? So if I were to tell you that tadir is a din of chashivas according to Tosfos, which one is more chashuv? Pirsum Minisa is more chashuv. Greater than? Do you remember that? Pirsum Minisa is more chashuv, right? Is that correct? You feel that? Eli Zimbel, you feel that? Pirsum Minisa is more chashuv. If Tadir means chashuv, then Pirsum Minisa means more chashuv. Right?
That's
right. Yeah. Oh. There it is. Because now I ask you this question. Let's say I can do them both. I can do Pirsum Minisa and I can do Tadir. For example, Kriya Satorah of Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. I can do the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and I can do the Kriya of Chanukah. So if this is the setup, which one has to come first?
Pirsum Minisa.
Presuming needs to have to come first. They're both chashivas words. It's both the word of chashivas. So presuming needs to have to come first. Says Tosfos, which one comes first? Tadir comes first. So Tadir can't be about chashivas. Because if Tadir was about chashivas, we see over here, it's less chashiv than presuming nisa. And if that's the case, so then Chanukah has to come first. Kriyas Chanukah has to come first. So according to Tosfos, Tadir has nothing to do with chashivas. Tadir tells me on Haggah and the Gavra, if you're faced with a decision to make, what do I do first? Do the Tadir first. If I'm faced with a decision, do this or do that, says the Torah, Tadir first.
Why?
Even if it's less chashiv, Jerus HaKasif. I don't need to say why. It's Xerxes Kassav. It really is. It really is Xerxes Kassav. Look at the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Peitas
Menach. Not a din.
No, because there's a new halacha called Tadir. The Torah is mechadish to you, a halacha called Tadir. And that halacha is that if you have something that's Tadir, it has to come first, even if the other thing is more chashuv. So according to Tosfos, again, Tadir must be a din of, if you're faced with a choice, do the Tadir first. It doesn't tell me anything about chashivas. If you told me about chashivas, the Kriyas Torah of Chanukah would come first. But says Tosfos, the Kriyas Torah of Rosh Chodesh comes first. Since the Kriyas Torah of Rosh Chodesh comes first, even though it's less chashuv, we see from there that Tosfos holds, Tadir means this is what you should do when you're faced with a choice. But it doesn't mean chashivas. It's good, but it's going to get better. Holy Krishna, it's going to get better. Yeah, Matt, say good.
Don't we already know that from the fact that it says Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Kodam instead of saying Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Bilat?
Say that again?
Since it says Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Kodam, that means you know from there that you can do Tadir and the other one. It says do Tadir first, meaning you can do the next one after that.
Well, the next one isn't always more chashuv. This is a unique case where we know that the next one is more chashuv. Mincha Musa. Which one is more chashuv? Who knows? Davi Mincha first because it's Tadir. But over here, where the other one is more chashuv, Tosfos is saying, you still do the Tadir first. Kriyas Chanukah is more chashuv. Pirsumi Nisa is more chashuv. Says Tosfos, read the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh first thing. Because Tadir is not about chashivas. Tadir is about, when you're faced with the decision, do this first.
You could do both?
Yeah, you can do both. If you can only do one, then do Pirsumi Nisa. It's more chashuv. But if you do both, do Tadir first. No, because that phrase, the Gemara of Tadir Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodem, you could argue is only limited to a case where the other one is not more chashiv. Where the other one is not more chashiv, so then Tadir Kodem, because Tadir gives chashivos. But in a case where, you see what I'm saying?
By the fact that it says Kodem, it shows you that
there's two things. But that could be talking about a case where the other one is not more chashuv. This is talking about a unique case of Chanukah's presuming this is chashuv. We'll talk about it after. I hear what you're saying, but we'll talk about it after. Okay, says the Mordechai, and this Mordechai is one for the, I don't know where they would put this Mordechai if they put Mordechai's places, but this would be there. And you put it in your back pocket. I think you're going to need both pockets for this Mordechai. Where's the Mordechai? What did I write over here? Anybody have Marmakomos? Where's this Mordechai? Rishayin David. Rem is Rishayin David. Oh. So says the Mordechai, listen carefully. Mordechai. This is the Mordechai. They say Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to like pound Mordechai. He was all about the Mordechai. He probably loved this one. Can't you just see him now? Steigen this Mordechai? Here we go. Are you ready for this, Eli Zimbo? Says the Mordechai, Ner Chanaka Adif Mishum Pirsu Minisa. V'nir l'ri, kishechal Rosh Chodesh Teves b'Shabbos. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Same case as Tosfos. This is the Mordechai. What do you do? Maftirin b'neros Zecharia v'lo b'Hashemayim Kisi. Okay, you do the Haftar of Chanukah, like we said. V'korin b'Torah de Rosh Chodesh Kodem. V'achar kach de Chanukah. Sounds the same so far. You read the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh first, and then the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. Sounds the same. What are you getting so excited about? Relax yourself. No, don't worry, it's going to be good. Why, says the Mordechai? Says the Mordechai, Kedei sheyaftir ha'acharon b'neiros de Zechariah b'desolik mine. The reason that you read Rosh Chodesh first is because you want to read the Kriyas of Chanukah, Kriyas Torah of Chanukah second, because that has to do with the Haftarah that's coming. That also sounds like Tosfos. He also mentioned such a svara. One second, lot. Says the Mordechai. Even though we know there's a halach of tadir kodem, and he should say Rosh Chodesh first, he should read Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh first, says the Mordechai, mikol makom pirsume nisa adif af lekadem. Pirsume nisa is adif, even to make it first. Pirsume nisa is adif, even to make the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah first. Mordechai just said, a second ago he said, just like Tosfos, read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and then the Kriya of Chanukah, in order to make it next to the Haftarah. And then in the very next line, the Mordechai says, oh, but since the Kriya of the Torah of Chanukah is Pirsumi Nisa, it's Adif, and it comes even before Rosh Chodesh. But a line ago you just said it comes after Rosh Chodesh. Mordechai, throw me a bone. No? I mean, fairish. It's like a steerer. Read the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh first, since Chanukah is Pirsumi Nisa, it comes first. What? Yeah, Ezra, say good.
Well, Chanukah would have been right to come first, just that you need to connect it to that Torah.
Should we call you Chidushe? Short for Chidushe Anshei Shem? Said the Chidushe Anshei Shem. Said the Chidushe Anshei Shem. Really, the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah has to come first, because Pirsumi Nisa is Adif, and it has to come even before something that's Tadir. Meaning when I'm choosing which thing to do first, says the Mordechai, first you do the thing that has Pirsumi Nisa, even before the thing that's Tadir. Says the Mordechai. I over here, why do you read Rosh Chodesh first? Okay, here it's a technical reason, because we want to make the Haftarah Shayach to the last thing we read. So we do Chanukah second. But really, Nikra Adin, if we didn't have any outside considerations, says the Mordechai, you should do the thing that has Pirsumi Nisa first, before you do the thing that's Tadir. Wow. That's against Tosfos. That's against Tosfos. If I have two things to do, One is Tadir, and one is Pirsumi Nisa. We'll make a little chart over here, guys. You like charts? Tosfos? Very simple.
The Re and Tosfos.
Mordechai? Well, this is not the Re. This is Tosfos and Shabbos. Tosfos and Shabbos says, if I have a Pirsumi Nisa thing to do and a Tadir thing to do, which one do I do first? Tosfos and Shabbos says, Pirsumi Nisa thing to do and a Tadir thing to do. Which one do I do first?
Tadir,
of course. Which one do I do second? Pirsumi Nisa, very good.
Hey.
Comes along to Mordechai and says, no. Now, this is easy. If you have a Pirsumi Nisa thing to do first, or Tadir, which one do you do first, says the Mordechai?
Pirsumi Nisa.
Thank you, Pirsumi Nisa. And which one do I do second?
Tadir.
Very good. So what's Pshat in the Mordechai? So the Pshat is Pashut. It's the Pashut Pshat. Says the Mordechai, the concept of Tadir Shino Tadir Kodem is because, one sec, you can argue with me in a second. Let me just say it out, then you can fight it. Yeah. Says the Mordechai, Tadir Shino Tadir Kodem, why? Because if you have a mitzvah that's Tadir, it gives a chashivus. It has to come first, says the Mordechai. What if you have another mitzvah that's also chashiv? Another mitzvah that has chashivus? So then we have to weigh, which chashivas is more chashivas? Pirsumi Nisa is more chashiv, or Tadir is more chashiv? How am I going to know? So we can look at the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish. If it's either Neres Chanukah, or it's Yayin Kiddush Hayom, you can choose one or the other. You can choose either Pirsumi Nisa, or you can choose Tadir, says the Gemara Beferish. What do you choose? Pirsumi Nisa. So says the Mordechai, here too. When it comes to choosing to do one first and the other second, Pirsumi Nisa comes first. Because Tadir is the din of chashivas, and Pirsumi Nisa is more chashivas. So if Pirsumi Nisa is more chashivas, it has to go first. Yeah, Sam, fight it.
Or you can just be to my understanding of Pirsumi Nisa, that Pirsumi Nisa is such that it gives it primacy.
It gives it primacy,
it makes it come first. Yeah. Talia only came beautiful, but Pirsumi Nisa was such a huge deal that you have to read it first, whether or not you've got Talia or
What's so huge about it?
It's Pirsumi Nisa. We're telling us God.
You want to put it to one Hebrew word? What word would that be?
Pirsum comes first.
No.
So chashuv. Pirsumi Nisa. A mitzvah that has Pirsumi Nisa is chashuv.
Where'd you see that?
It's chashuv.
It's such a big deal.
It's such a chashuv thing. Pirsumi Nisa. So mitzvah.
Who walks out half a glass of everyone?
So if you want to do the one first, and if people get bored, they walk out. So what do you do first? The one
no,
that,
no.
Want to
I'm cholik on you. Cholik on you. I'm totally cholik on you.
It could just be a dinner for Suminis. It could be a dinner. I'm not saying it's not a dinner.
I'm not sure what that means.
You can't
I
don't
know. I don't understand. I don't feel
that. Pursue Nisa is such that you want it to come first. As a dinner.
So you're saying
Pursue Nisa? Well known.
Pursue Nisa is only a halakha that has to do with what comes first. That's what
not just that, it's everything. Pursue Nisa is a big fat deal. It's more important, and because it's more important, it's not just that it's more important than it's
I agree. We're in agreement. We're in agreement. We're in agreement. We're in total agreement. I'm so happy. Great.
You used the word important.
I said, it's not.
Does that mean something else in England? Maybe. Okay, we can fight about it more after if you still want to fight, although I'm not sure where we're disagreeing anymore. I feel like we're saying something. Oh. So, again, let's just summarize up until now. We have a Chakir and Tadir. What is Tadir? What does Tadir mean? Tadir Shino, Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Does Tadir Kodem mean that this mitzvah is Chashuv because it's Tadir and therefore it has to come first? Or does Tadir Kodem mean that if a person is faced with a decision between one of two things, the halacha tells you, yeah, you have to do the Tadir thing first no matter what. So one nafkamina was, let's say a person has the entire day to daven Musaf and Mincha, and it's the Zman for both right now. It's 12:31, he can daven Musaf and Mincha, what does he have to do? So if you say that Tadir is a din, it gives chashivus to the mitzvah, so then it doesn't matter that you have to that you have the whole day. You have to daven the Tadir one first, that's the first opinion in Tosos, you daven Mincha, and then you daven Musaf. If you say that Tadir is something that tells you what to do when you have to make a choice, when you're forced to make a decision, do this or do that, do the Tadir thing first. So then if you have no decision to make, because I can daven Musaf now and I can daven Mincha much later, so then you don't have to make a decision and the whole concept of Tadir is irrelevant. That's the opinion of the Ri and Tosos. Yeah.
I'm not sure who says it, but I think I remember seeing it. Didn't somebody say that Kriyas and Tadir might have nothing to do with Pursu Minisa?
Again, maybe somebody says that, but Tosos and the Mordechai are both working with Pursu Minisa. That's in the Tosos and the Mordechai. I'm not sure. No, it could be that there's somebody who says that, but we're in Tosfos in the Mordechai. The second nafkamina that we have over here between this in this Chakir and Tadir, as it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah, or in general, when it comes to the concept of Kedimus, when I have a mitzvah that's Shaykh to Pirsum Yenisa, and I have a mitzvah that's Shaykh to Tadir, that's a mitzvah that's Tadira, which one do I do first? So if I hold that the whole concept of Tadir is something that gives Chashivus to the mitzvah, and that's why you do it first, so if there's a different mitzvah that's even more chashuv, for example, Pirsum Yenisa, as we see in the Gemara, so then the Pirsum Yenisa mitzvah will come even before the Tadir one. Because all of Tadir is a concept of chashivas, and Pirsum Yenisa is even more chashuv. And that's what the Mordechai would hold. But if you say that the concept of Tadir is something that tells me to what to do, it has nothing to do with chashivas. It tells me this is what you do when you're faced with a decision. I could choose to do A or I could choose to do B. Do the Tadir one first, it has nothing to do with chashivas. So then, like Tosfos says, you always do the Tadir one first, even if the Pirsum Yenisa one is more chashiv, it's going to come second. We also find this machlokas, halacha l'maisa. The Mechaber has in Simen Tuf Resh Pei Aleph. Tuf Resh Pei Aleph. In Shulchan Aruch Naruch Chaim, Tuf Resh Pei Aleph. Sif Beis. Also having to do with Chanukah. Mechaber Paskin's like this. Madlikin ner Chanukah b'beis HaKnesses Kodem Havdalah. And says the Ramah, v'kol shekhen b'beiso, shemadlik v'achar kach mavdil, sherei kfar hivdil b'beis HaKnesses. Says the Mechaber, Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, you're in shul. Or, says the Ramah, for that matter, you're at home after shul on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. You have to choose. What do I do first? Do I light Chanukah candles? Or do I do Havdalah? Right? At home every year, you guys are like, you know, in my house, it's always like, what do we do first? You know, like, I mean, alright, whatever. But, this is the Din Shulchan Aruch. The first thing says the Mechaber to do is first you light Chanukah candles and then you do Havdalah. Now what's the tension over here? Chanukah candles have Pirsum Yenisa, so they're very chashuv. Havdalah is Tadir, so it's either chashuv or nah. But that's the tension. Yeah, Ezra.
Isn't it just that you want to push up Erev Shabbos?
So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Very good. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But we're going to go with the Taz. Very good. Excellent. That's the Magen. Now that's in general very difficult to understand because Lamaisa, you're lighting candles. Okay, I didn't discuss it. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw the Magen of Ram, but like, you know, I'm not the first one to think of it. Like everybody thinks of that. It's a good question. But the Taz says, that's the Mechaber. Comes along the Taz. The Taz says that this halach and Shulchan Aruch is from the Truma Sadeshem. That's where the Mechaber got it from.
Thank you. That's where the Mechaber got it from. But says the Taz, the Maharal held differently. The Maharal held that you should flip it. That first you should make Havdalah, and after Havdalah, then you should light Neris Hanukkah. It says the Taz, and I thought about the Maharal for a while, and the reason appears to me, why did the Maharal say, first you should do Havdalah and then light Neris Hanukkah? Says the Taz, because Havdalah is Tadir. Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So the Ora, this fits right in, fits in very nicely. The Mechaber holds that Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem means that a mitzvah that's Tadir is a mitzvah Chashuva. It has Chashivas. And since it has Chashivas, it has to come first. But if you have a different mitzvah that's even more Chashuv, like a mitzvah of Neris Hanukkah that has in it Pirsumi Nisa, so the Mechaber says, so the mitzvah that's more chashuv comes first. So first, you light Neris Hanukkah, and then you do Havdalah. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, no, Tadir Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. How's the Taz learning? That's saying Pashut. That Tadir is a din, nah, it doesn't do with chashivus. You have two things to choose from. The Torah says, do the Tadir thing first. It's not as chashuv. It doesn't matter. Tadir has nothing to do with chashivus. Tadir is a halacha that tells you what to do, and in case we have two things to choose from. So if I could choose from Neris Hanukkah or Havdalah, Havdalah is Tadir, says the Taz, do Havdalah first. Sam, go ahead.
I still think that it's the principle is all still revolving around Pirsumi Nisa.
Okay.
You're playing all the time, playing off to do this with Pirsumi Nisa.
Because Pirsumi Nisa is Chashivas.
Pirsumi Nisa is maybe primacy requires it. Because
but primacy is the same thing as Chashivas.
No, it's not. That's
well, what's the difference?
Primacy is order.
But Pirsumi Nisa isn't limited only to order.
Who's to say?
Maran Shabbos says if it's between one or the other, so you choose the Pirsumi Nisa. If it's either Neris Hanukkah or Yain L'Kiddush Hayom, so it has nothing to do with order, you do Neris Hanukkah at the expense of Yain L'Kiddush Hayom. So Pirsumi Nisa is not only
have
to do with order. No, but in that case, it is one or the other. I'm saying Pirsumi Nisa isn't.
Primacy could require. You could require primacy as a person.
Could require.
You could require it to come first as a person.
You require it to come. But.
You could require it if you've got an order conflict.
Yeah.
You could require.
But I'm saying if it's halacha that has to do with order.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
Then
as a person.
But we see that it's not limited to order only. We see even where it's a case of a choice, presuming
right.
So.
Could be both.
Right. I agree. And it is both indeed.
So
what's the thing that combines
it's
more
them? And. it's more chashuv. And as a function of it requiring a person, it should come first.
I don't know why you have to come on to the function of it having a person. Once you say it's more chashuv, so then we're finished. You don't need anything else.
Well, clearly you do, because otherwise you'd consider doing something that's tadir coming first.
But if you say that tadir is also a function of chashivus, then if you have something that's more chashuv.
You could say that, but you don't have to say that. You're also saying that because that fits mahalach, which is nice, but it doesn't have to be that way.
Okay, I still don't. I'm not hearing you so much. But we can fight about it afterwards. We're going to come to other examples that have nothing to do with Pirsumi Nisa, but we can fight about it afterwards. But first, we're going to say another example that does have to do with Pirsumi Nisa. just Derech Agav, this Taz, when he's fighting with the Mechaber. So again, if we're saying like I'm saying that the Mechaber holds that Neris Hanukkah comes first because the din of Chashu, it's Chashivas, and Chashivas of Pirsumi Nisa beats out the Chashivas of Tadir. So that's the way the Mordechai also learned in Shabbos. And just Derech Agav, this Taz is mamish like a gigantic Taz, but at the very end, he quotes this Mordechai in Shabbos, and he's like, I don't know what that Mordechai is talking about, it doesn't make any sense. Which also fits nicely with this Mahalach Hamivinyot. Okay. there's a Magen Avraham, which okay, I don't need to see it inside, but the Magen Avraham says earlier in Siman Tafresh Ayin Beis of Katan Hey, let's say the following conflict, let's say it's between Neris Hanukkah, this is the other Pirsumi Nisa example. Let's say I have a choice between Neris Hanukkah and Davin Ma'ariv. I mean, the time for Ma'ariv comes, I haven't Davin Ma'ariv yet, and now it's time to light Hanukkah candles. So what do you do first? So the Magen Avraham says, which one? The Magen Avraham says that Neris Hanukkah come before Ma'ariv. Neris Hanukkah come before Ma'ariv. So again, before that sheet of the Magen Avraham should be telling on this Chakira. Neris Hanukkah come before Ma'ariv. Neris Hanukkah is Pirsumi Nisa, that's Chashivos. That comes before Ma'ariv, which is Tadir. So if Tadir is a din of Chashivos, so Ma'ariv is less Chashiv. So Pirsumi Nisa comes first. So then you light Hanukkah candles first. If you say that Tadir is a din of telling me what to do in a case where you have to choose, so then then Ma'ariv would come first because it's Tadir. Even though it's less Chashiv, then Neris Hanukkah. Okay. Now we're going to move on to something for Sam so that we see that this is not a concept that's limited to the case of Prisumidisa. The Gemara has in Brachos, if you look in Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph and Beis, Nun Aleph and Beis in the beginning of the Gemara, Gemara says like this, Tanu Rabbanan, Dvarim Shabin Beis Shammai U Beis Hillel B'Su'uda. Machlokas over here, things regarding the relating to the Suda between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Umrim Mevarich Al Hayom V'Achar Kach Mevarich Al Hayayim. When you're making Kiddush, Beis Shammai says the first bracha should be Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mevarich Al Hayom. And afterwards you make the bracha on the Yayin. Shehayom Gorim LaYayin Sheyavo U'Kvar Kiddush Hayom. V'Adayin Yayin Loba. Okay, I'm not going to deal with anything that's not relevant. And Beis Hillel says, no, first you make the bracha on the yayin, and afterwards you make the bracha mekadesh haShabbos on the yom. Shayayin gorin l'ktusha shetomar. That's one opinion. Dover acher, a second reason in Beis Hillel, that the yayin, the bracha on the yayin, comes before the bracha on the yom, says Beis Hillel, birchas hayayin tadira, ubirchas hayom, eina tadira. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. That if I have to make Kiddush on Friday night, so that has two brachas, a bracha on the Yayin, and a bracha on Kiddush Hayom Mekadesh HaShabbos, says Beis Hillel in the second explanation over here, that the bracha on Yayin comes first, because the bracha on Yayin is Tadir, I make that bracha much more often than I make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, and therefore Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem. So the Tzlach over here in this Gemara, he has the kasha. The Tzlach says, this is crazy. The bracha on Yayin, we all know, at least the Tzlach's assumption is, the bracha Rishon on Yayin is a bracha midirabanan. And Mekadesh HaShabbos, when you make Kiddush, is a din, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So says the Tzlach, how is it shayich, and there's a lot of raid on this, which I'm not going to go into now, but says the Tzlach, how is it shayich that you're going to do a mitzvah d'irabanan before you do a mitzvah d'oraisa? It doesn't make any sense. Aye, the d'irabanan is tadir, the d'oraisa is not tadir. It doesn't matter. We have d'irabanans and d'oraisa. So d'irabanan, how could a d'irabanan come before a d'oraisa? That doesn't make any sense. The Tzlach. So says the Tzlach, the case has to be like this. That a person davened Ma'ariv already in shul. He davened Ma'ariv in shul, so he was yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa in shul. Now he just has a mitzvah of Kiddush midirabanan to make Kiddush ala kos. So he comes home, he has two mitzvahs midirabanan to do. He has a mitzvah of saying the bracha ala yayin, and he has a mitzvah of midirabanan of Kiddush ala yayin. But that's only d'irabanan because he was already yotzei Kiddush d'oraisa in shul. So in a case where you have two d'irabanans, so then we say yayin comes first, tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. But the Tzlach can't tolerate the possibility that if Kiddush Hayom were d'oraisa, that the yayin would come first. It's not shaykh. D'rabbanan can't come before d'oraisa. And says the Tzlach, from here we'll have a Kiddush Ladina, halacha l'maisa. Let's say you would have a woman who's going to make Kiddush for herself Friday night, and she didn't daven Ma'ariv. So for her, that Kiddush is d'oraisa. Says the Tzlach, in that case, even Beis Hillel would say, you have to make Mekadesh HaShabbos first, and then the bracha l'yayin. Wow, that's a Kiddush. Don't do that. Don't do that for all those women out there. I don't think, at least. I don't know. Maybe you do that. I don't know. Ask your local rabbi. I don't think we pass on like that stuff. But that's the Tzlach Shita. Comes along the Shagas Aryeh. This Shagas Aryeh is in Simon Beis, and the same Shita he expresses also in Simon Kaf Beis. Shagas Aryeh says, no, this is no problem. No problem at all. Even if you say that the Kiddush Hayom is Doraisa, and Kiddush Hayayin is only Dorabanan, you could still make Kiddush Hayayin first. And the Tzlach, the Shagas Aryeh here has a shita that is very interesting shita in general. He says, we're talking about which things to do first, so it's never a problem to do a d'rabbanan before a d'oraisa. Because just like, let's say you have to daven mincha. So a person's allowed to do a dvar shus before he davens mincha. Let's say before I daven mincha, I want to go get a cup of water. You can get a cup of water before you daven mincha. It's a dvar shus. And there's no din of kedima when we're pitting a dvar shus up against the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah first. No, you do the dvar shus, then you do the mitzvah. So says the Shagas Aryeh that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is just like a dvar shus when you compare it to a mitzvah d'oraisa. It pales in comparison to a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there's no problem of doing the dvar shus first in the sense that you're being mevazeh the din d'oraisa. It's a bizoyon to the d'oraisa to do the d'rabbanan first. No, because it pales in comparison to the extent that it's like a dvar shus. That's what Shagas Aryeh says. One second, let me just finish out the Shagas Aryeh. So says the Shagas Aryeh l'maisa. So now, what do I do? So I have yayin, which is a d'rabbanan, and I have kiddush, which is d'oraisa. Which bracha do I make first? Says Shagas Aryeh. Gemara says, Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. Make the bracha first, al hayayin, and then make the bracha, kiddush hayom. Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. I, once d'rabbanan, once d'oraisa? Who cares? That doesn't bother Shag Sari. So I think also this machlokas, Tzach and Shag Sari, fits in very nicely. The Tzach says that Tadir Vishino Tadir, Tadir Kodim is Din of Chashivos. This is a mitzvah chashuva, so this mitzvah has to come first. So says the Tzlach, if you're choosing between Yain, a bracha on Yain, and a bracha on Kiddush Hayom. So if the bracha on Yain is Tadir, very nice, it's Tadir. That means it's a very chosh of a mitzvah. But at the end of the day, the Tzlach says, that's only a mitzvah midirabanan. No matter how chosh of the mitzvah derabanan is going to be, it's not going to be more chosh of than a mitzvah deraisa. So the Tzlach can't fathom the possibility that Tadir is going to allow you to do the derabanan, make the derabanan bracha before you do the deraisa. It's not shaykh, according to the Tzlach. Lichori is learning that Tadir is a din of chashivus, and when you're talking about chashivus, it could be the most chashiv of the Rabban in the world. It's not going to be as chashiv of the Raisa. And therefore, it can't be. The Tzach says they both have to be the Rabbanan, and since he knocks them down both to the Rabbanan, so then he says, okay, do the Tadir one first. But if one were the Raisa and one the Rabbanan, so the Tzach says, forget about it. The Raisa has to come first, even at the expense of the Tadir. The Tadir one will come second. Why? Because it's much more chashiv. The din of the Raisa is always more chashiv than the Rabbanan. Says the Shagas Aryeh, and then we'll take questions. Says the Shagas Aryeh, no. Like Oru, the Shagas Aryeh is learning that Tadir Shenu Tadir Tadir Kodem is a rule that the Torah gives me when I have to choose between one of two things. So do the Tadir thing first, regardless of Chashivas. Chashivas doesn't matter. Do the Tadir thing first. And therefore the Shagas Aryeh says, if you have to make a bracha on the Yain, and that bracha is Durabanan, and you have to make a Kiddush Hayom, and that Kiddush is Doraisa, but the bracha on the Yain is Tadir, says the Shagas Aryeh, Tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, that one comes first. Aye, it's not as chashiv, who cares? Tadir doesn't have anything to do with the chashivas. Tadir tells me if you have two things to do, and you're going to do them both, so what order do you do them? Do it in order of first the tadir, and then the eino tadir. In Echinami, the Shagas Aryeh would agree that if you could only do one, of course you'd have to do the deraisa. That's not what we're talking about. You're going to do both. So the Shagas Aryeh said, if you're going to do both, the Torah has a rule, do tadir first, even if it's not as chashiv. Yeah?
He says yayin drishos, that's the terminology he uses.
He says it's like a rishus compared. It's not a rishus. You have to make the bracha, but compared to the deraisa, it's like a rishus, and therefore it's not considered to be a bizayon to the din deraisa when you're doing the derabana first.
I don't even understand. Then, like, there's nothing against each other anymore here. Like, what? Why are we even bringing tadir into this whole thing?
Well, the Gemara says tadir. I mean, that's pesul in the Gemara.
But why?
You still have two things to choose from. It's just not considered to be bizayon to the deraisa by being makin derabana. You can look there in the Shagas Aryeh and Chaf Beis. That's where he speaks out the best. Yeah. Questions? Comments? Okay. So I want to end off with one more Nekuda from Rav Moshe. And with this we'll finish. Rav Moshe was asked a Shaila. I'm sure nobody here ever had the Shaila before. Baruch Hashem. The Shaila was, let's say you have a person who he's coming to Shul on Shabbos late, and he gets to Shul on Shabbos at the time when the whole Tzibur is davening Musaf, and he hasn't davened Shachar yet. So, what does he do? Ask Rav Moshe. Does he first daven tefillah b'tzibur musaf with the tzibur, and then daven shachar afterwards? That way he chaps in the tefillah b'tzibur. Or no? Does he first daven shachar and miss tefillah b'tzibur and then daven musaf? He davens b'yachidus both tefillahs, but he davens in order. That was the shayla that they asked Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe said it's a davar pashut. Davar pashut. That you have to daven shachar first. You have to daven shachar first. And Rav Moshe says, there's a lot of different reasons, but even if there was only one reason that stood alone, that would be enough. Dayim. Says Rav Moshe, even just by virtue of the fact that shachar is tadir, and musaf is not tadir, and we have a rule, tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. So says Rav Moshe, that's enough to justify davening shachar first. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. I are going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. Tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem. End of the story. That's what Rav Moshe says. But Rav Moshe quotes, and this is Yeshiva, we have a responsibility to defend him, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. Rav Moshe quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, who says, no, that in such a case, you have to have a musaf first. Musaf first with the tzibur, and then daven shachar afterwards. What's the svara? So amongst the different things he says, the svara is like this. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan that the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have a conflict between Tadir and the mitzvah of Eres, so do the mitzvah overes, and not the tadir. Tadir versus overes, do the mitzvah overes. And says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, lichora, like we learned from the Magen Avraham, and like we said in the Shaka Sariyeh, says Rabbi Tzvi Chanan, Rabbanan agreed to that. Rabbanan agreed that if you have tadir versus overes, you have to do the mitzvah overes and not do the tadir, or do the tadir later. But if it's tadir versus overes, first do the mitzvah overes. Rabbanan agreed to that. The only machlokas is about musaf. Rabbanan just say that musaf is not a mitzvah overes. But if you have a mitzvah overes versus tadir, Rabbanan agreed that first you do the mitzvah overes and then later you do the tadir. Overes trumps tadir, befirish according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. And Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says, Pashup Shad, the Rabbanan agree that overes trumps tadir. And therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, you have a mitzvah of tefilas musaf, and then you have a separate mitzvah of tefilas musaf bitzibur. And since that mitzvah of tefilas musaf bitzibur is a mitzvah overes, so that mitzvah overes trumps shachris, which is tadir. So you'll daven musaf bitzibur first, techapin tefilah bitzibur, which is a mitzvah overes. And then afterwards, you'll daven shachris. Now, derech agav, just mamish in parentheses, you see that they're making an assumption over here that if I daven shachris when the tzibur is davening musaf, that's not called a tefilah bitzibur. It's only a tefilah bitzibur if I'm davening musaf and they're davening musaf. Maybe yeshladum bizeh, but not for now. But anyway, so Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says that tefilah bitzibur of musaf is a mitzvah overes, that comes before before tadir. And Rav Moshe says that's ridiculous. Rav Moshe quotes it, and I'll read it to you inside. A few lines here. Rav Moshe says, Lo muvan klal. That's not understandable at all. Why not? The hatadir nami mitzvah v'chiyuv bifnei atzmohu. Tadir is also an independent mitzvah, an independent chiyuv. Al kol adam l'kayim es hatadir tchila. Says Rav Moshe, I'm going to define tadir for you, says Rav Moshe. What does tadir mean? Again, it's a mitzvah v'chiyuv bifnei atzmo al kol adam l'kayim es hatadir tchila. It's beferish, says Rav Moshe. In this Rav Moshe, it's beferish like one side in our Hakira. Rav Moshe says the nature of tadir is that it's a mitzvah to do what's tadir first. It's a mitzvah on you to do what's tadir first. That's what tadir is. B'chol makom sh'nizdami lefonav l'kayim shtei mitzvos. Anytime you're faced with the decision, you have to do two mitzvos. So the Torah has a mitzvah, do the tadir one first. This is Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chilak Dalet, Simen Samech Ches. It's the second to last paragraph in the Tshuva, it's a little bit of a long Tshuva. The Adarabba, says Rav Moshe, and this is going to come back to what the first thing we discussed. The Adarabba, says Rav Moshe, Kedimas Tadir Hu Chiyuv Mitzvah Lov Midoraisa. The halacha, they have to do the tadir thing first, that's a halacha, that's a din doraisa. Like the Gemara learns out in Zvachim. The chiv to go out of your way to try and daven mitzibur is only a chiv midorabanan. The tzarich in gadol bekavanasa shalich ora ein dvar of klum. He says to Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, tzarich in gadol bekavanasa v'lich ora ein bidvar of klum. Klum. That's a harsh lashon. So I think that you could say pshat Rav Moshe in Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. Rav Moshe says beferish. But there's two things at play, so this is a little bit complicated. Rav Moshe says two things. He says, first of all, tadir v'sheno tadir kodem is a din in. It's a mitzvah on the person that he has to do the tadir thing first when he faces the choice between two things. And second of all, he says, tadir itself, just like tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, tadir itself is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan going to respond to that? Is it not true? Don't tell me tadir is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo when you have to choose between two things. So then you choose the tadir thing. He says, "B'chol not true. Tadir v'sheno tadir kodem is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo to choose the tadir thing first. Tadir v'sheno tadir kodem means that this mitzvah that has tadir is a mitzvah chashuva. And since the tadir mitzvah is a mitzvah chashuva, so then you have to do that first. But it's not Ramosha's whole understanding of tadir, the way he formulates it. Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan could say, not so. He takes the other side of our chakira. It's a little bit complicated because Rav Moshe is working with two points over here. He says not only that, but he says that tadir is a just like tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma that you're going to miss. So Rav Moshe says tadir is also a mitzvah b'fnei atzma that you're going to miss. So, and I think the crux of their machlokas really hinges on that more so than the first thing, but it could be totally on both. And the first thing was really what was most relevant. But this comes back to the very beginning of this year. Rav Moshe here is saying that just like tefillah b'tzibur is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says you have to daven tefillah b'tzibur because it's overes, and otherwise you're going to miss it. So Rav Moshe says that tadir is also a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, And you're going to miss that if you daven at tefillah b'tzibur. You'll miss the mitzvah b'fnei atmo of tadir of davening shachris. So Rosh says you have to daven shachris first for that mitzvah b'fnei atmo of tadir. Now, when you think about that, according to Moshe, that concept of a mitzvah b'fnei atmo of tadir, that we say you have to daven shachris first, because otherwise you're going to miss the mitzvah of tadir, so that means that tadir itself is a mitzvah of eris. Which means, according to Rav Moshe, a mitzvah of eris is never going to trump tadir. Because tadir is a mitzvah of eris. So you can't have a different mitzvah of eris that's going to take precedence over tadir, because tadir is a mitzvah of eris. And that means that he learned our Gemara all the way back in the beginning. Now, this is just something medayik from this Rav Moshe. Somebody has to do like a research project on the Gros Moshe and see if this holds true throughout Rav Moshe's writings, anytime he mentions tadir. But it seems to me from this Rav Moshe that he has to hold like the tzlach in our Gemara that we said all the way back in the beginning, against the Magen Avraham and against the Shagas Aryeh, that if you have tadir versus mitzvah beres, according to the Rabbanan, what's the din? So the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Aryeh, and the Nodibud and the Tshuva, at least, against what we saw in the Tzlach, they all say that even according to Rabbanan, mitzvah overes comes first. Comes Ramosh over here, and he refers to tadir itself as a mitzvah overes, which means that there's no other mitzvah overes that's going to trump tadir, because whatever overes-ness that other mitzvah has, so tadir itself has. It's also a mitzvah of eris. And Mimela, according to Moshe, he's going to have to say that a mitzvah of eris doesn't trump tadir. Tadir trumps mitzvah of eris. Because first of all, every mitzvah that's tadir is tadir. And second of all, every mitzvah that's tadir is also of eris. So Mimela, if you have a conflict, according to Moshe, you're always going to have to do the tadir one first. Because that's also of eris. And that's like the tzlach learned, our Gemara that we saw in the very beginning. Okay, scribe.
Just...